Chapter 6. I aimed my Glock at the rustling bushes and slid my finger over the trigger. Next to me, the crackle and glow of Emma's hands told me that she was ready to fry some Aztec ass.
A Thunderbird! Thunderbird! No!
Black Turtle burst out of the leafy bushes with Little Bear right behind him, and there were dark green leaves stuck in his braids.
It's just us!
Shit! I thought you guys were more Aztecs!
I lowered my Glock.
I almost blew your heads off! Be careful when you're sneaking up on the spirits, yeah?
We tried to be.
Little Bear bent over and panted for a second.
Bad news, spirits.
Is there an invading army directly behind you?
Emma held up her sparking hands. Her sky-blue eyes weren't glowing now, but her hair floated around her face on currents of electromagnetism.
Because I've got to discharge this lightning sooner rather than later.
Red Squirrel is coming.
Little Bear breathed.
But please, Thunderbird, don't hurt my auntie. She's just doing her job, and she doesn't want to hurt you.
We certainly don't want to hurt anyone if it's not necessary.
Emma grabbed the garden weasel that Fila had left leaning against the outside wall of the house, jabbed the disturbingly pointy end into the ground, and gripped the metal shaft at its end. Her hair floated down and hung still against her face as her blue electricity crackled up and down the shaft of the gardening tool.
But we are quite prepared if it is necessary. Why is Red Squirrel coming here?
A Crasis asked, and I noticed that she'd transformed herself back into her native disguise, complete with the elaborately beaded buckskin dress.
Are we in danger?
I heard my auntie talking to one of the Eagle Lord's warriors when she thought I was asleep,
Little Bear explained. He stared up at us with wide eyes.
Did you really summon the swamp to rise up through the ground and eat the warriors alive?
So one did escape after all,
Fila muttered. Forget what we did, I said. More about the warrior and your aunt.
Well, she was like, you attacked a Thunderbird and an underwater panther? The only reason they let you live was to warn others against making the same mistake. And I knew that you were fine because you were spirits,
Little Bear babbled.
But then she asked him to lead her to you. He wanted to leave right away before you had a chance to move. But then she said that they should take some of the women who do man things in case there was trouble, and they had to fight, and they left.
So the chief, one single guy who got away, and some butches with bows are coming for us, I asked. How many of the women who do man things are there? The last thing we want to do is hurt any of your people, but if we have to defend ourselves, we will.
There are 14 of them who taught us to fight and hunt,
Black Turtle said.
But they revere the spirits as much as anyone else, and they do not always do what the chief wants. I do not know if they will all be coming.
If the women who do man things won't fight, then perhaps the chief will have gone and gotten the help of the Eagle Lord as well,
Emma said.
Surely he can have sent every single one of his men out to fight us.
Even the Eagle Lord wouldn't underestimate a Thunderbird,
Black Turtle said.
If the Eagle Lord's men have failed, then he will send for troops from the Emperor to kill you. They will not just bring their best warriors to fight you, but they will also bring their shamans and their priests, and they will summon their own spirits to fight you. Spirits, this could be very dangerous for you.
I'm not super worried about the other spirits, I said. We have a non-aggression pact. What do you know about the Emperor's troops? How soon are they likely to get here?
Their troops are stationed in the city,
Little Bear pointed toward Detroit.
If they start marshaling out right now, they will be here by the afternoon. They have gigantic bows that can shoot 2 arrows at a time, and blow darts filled with poison, and whips with fish hooks on the end of them that can tear your skin away from your flesh. I've seen their troops practice before when Auntie's taken me with her, and they're fearsome. But they're no match for the lightning of a Thunderbird, right?
Yeah. I glanced over at Emma. What kind of numbers are we talking here? Hundreds? Thousands?
More than the stars in the sky, but not as many as the grains of sand on the beach,
Little Bear said.
Spirits, we know that you can defend yourselves from any number of mortal men,
Black Turtle said.
We fear for our people. If the Emperor sends his troops to kill you, he will send troops to the village as well. And he will not stop at just killing the ones who are not willing to take up arms and fight. He will kill all of us, the old grandmothers and even the babies. Chief Red Squirrel would never let that happen to us,
Little Bear protested.
She doesn't want us to fight because she's scared for us, not because she loves the sacrificers. She'll work something out with the Emperor.
That is even worse,
Black Turtle said.
We can't give up our spirits to save our people, or we will perish along with them without the sacrificers having to do anything else. Spirits, no, we would never betray you.
We can hide you, spirits,
Little Bear interrupted.
If the warriors come here and see that there are no spirits here, maybe they will think that you have fled in fear from them, and then they will leave us alone. Then we can keep you in the village and plot in secret.
What if they come to the village first?
Black Turtle asked. He turned to us again.
Spirits, you'll come to our village and protect us from the warriors of the sacrificers, right? Isn't that what you came here for?
Yes, isn't it, Dave?
Emma put one hand on her hip and rested the other on the end of the garden weasel.
What else did we come here for, if not to protect our people?
You know better, Thunderbird,
Fila growled.
Just because we are spirits does not mean that we have to do every single thing the humans want. We are here because we are born out of living storm and living water when the world was new, and now the face of that world is changing, and we must learn to adapt to it.
Look, we weren't even sent to fight, I told the boys as I remembered the conversation in the shaman's hut. The spirits know about what's happening here, and we were sent down to watch your people for a few days and try and decide if you were strong enough to fight back yet. And we haven't decided that yet. Black Turtle's face fell.
But with the spirits on our side, how can we lose?
Little Bear frowned.
Or do you mean that we might not be strong enough for the spirits to help us? Spirits, I promise that after everyone saw your lightning, nobody in the village doubts.
So you say we're almost at the site of the massacre?
A woman's voice floated through the trees. She had the nasal, self-assured quality of any of the hundreds of Karens I'd delivered overpriced paninis and organic coconut milk to.
I don't smell any blood, Yodel.
It's the chief,
Black Turtle hissed.
They're here!
Cubs, hide!
Fila growled at the boys as she pointed to the house. Little Bear obediently slipped inside the door, but Black Turtle planted his feet and drew an arrow from his quiver.
I will stand and fight with you, spirits, the gangling teen said. No one who would betray our gods can be one of our people.
Yodel is right, Chief Red Squirrel.
A deeper, huskier woman's voice rang out through the trees.
We must be quiet if we are to sneak up on the spirits. It's not as though the spirits are one with the land and knows everyone who steps foot on the ground.
She is being very loud for someone who is trying to stay quiet,
a Crasis whispered to me.
Yes, it's a little suspicious, isn't it?
Emma murmured. From a woman who knows how to hunt, yeah. I kept my finger on the trigger of the Glock, but I watched the trees carefully. The bushes in front of us began to rustle, and the woman in the buckskin vest and leather pants emerged with one arm slung over the back of the Aztec warrior that was leaning on her shoulder.
Those are the spirits.
The warrior pointed his gold-plated finger toward us. His gold-leafed armor was torn on several places on his legs, and the white fluff that showed in the slashes was stained with dark red blood. His finger waved over the piles of gold-plated armor pieces that lay scattered around the dirt and in the bushes.
They have even eaten the bodies of my brothers where they laid, and left the armor empty. What kind of horrible spirits do you people worship?
Now listen, you bloodthirsty, savage cannibals!
Emma's eyes started to glow, and she raised a glowing blue hand toward the Aztec warrior. A gasping, hurking sound emanated from the gold-plated Aztec warrior's face mesh as a black, shining point of stone erupted from the middle of his gleaming gut. He doubled over as a blossom of dark red blood bloomed over the gilded surface of his armor. Then he fell to the ground and laid still.
Honored spirits!
Chief Red Squirrel stepped out of the trees, surrounded by more women with bows, vests, and pants. She was a short, stout woman with gray in her long black braids. But the beaded red squirrels that ran up and down green-leaved brown branches all over her buckskin dress and leggings gleamed like little jewels in the sun.
We dedicate this warrior's death to you, and we apologize for spilling his profane blood on your sacred ground.
It will be used,
Acrasis said. Another woman in a vest and pants emerged from behind the bush as she wiped the blade of her obsidian knife on a clump of leaves.
Auntie?
Little Bear poked his head out from behind the door, and his eyes widened.
What happened?
Greetings, Chief Red Squirrel. I holstered my Glock and raised my hand. Thanks for killing that guy for us. I'm Dave the Warrior.
Might as well not waste this, I suppose.
Emma tossed a slim bolt of lightning toward the dead warrior.
Hello, all. I'm your friendly neighborhood Thunderbird. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Then you are not allied with the Eagle Lord after all.
Fila growled at the chief.
I do not know who has been saying such things, but they do not understand.
The chief shook her head.
I do not love the law of the sacrificers, but I try to make sure my people give them no reason to punish us. I came here because I was not able to speak with you when you came to the village yesterday. I was trying to find a lost man who needed our village's help, and I feared that I had somehow displeased you. But then Yodel came to me and told me that his eagle warriors had all been slain by the power of the spirits, and that he had just narrowly missed being hit by one of the Thunderbird's lightning strikes. Then I knew that it was not my path for the spirits to come to me. I have always been meant to seek you out myself.
We thought that if we told you about the spirits, you would tell the Eagle Lord, Black Turtle said.
You tell him everything from how many eggs the turkeys laid to what the old ladies talk about when they're weaving,
Little Bear said, and he hung his head.
We thought that if you tell them about little things like that, you would definitely tell them about the spirits coming to the village.
Do you really think Chief Red Squirrel would put the tribe into danger?
One of the butch women shook her head.
Both of you should know better.
Little Bear, I tell the Eagle Lord what he wants to hear,
Chief Red Squirrel explained.
He wants to hear how much we produce and what the people complain most about. Just because I have responsibilities in my role as the communicator between the tribe and the Eagle Lord does not mean that my loyalties lie with the invaders. I will always do what I think is best for our people.
So I'm guessing you're not just here for a meet and greet. My heart sank a little. I only had 15 bullets left. I couldn't lead the people of the Three Fires into battle with just 15 bullets, and we definitely couldn't stay here and lead the entire revolution against the Aztecs.
I am here to tell you that we are ready to fight.
The chief pulled a long, wicked-looking obsidian knife from her waist and raised it up into the air as the women behind her raised their bows and knives. She held up her knife as the sunlight played on the gleaming black blade, and then sheathed it again, so I figured it was more of a symbolic gesture than anything.
Spirits, we have never lost faith in you. We have been waiting for a sign from you that it is time to rise up.
Our bows are sharp, and our muscles are strong,
said the woman who'd stabbed Yodel in the back.
We have been practicing every night in secret.
There are 15 of you here,
Acrasis said.
There are less than 500 individuals in your village. How many individuals are in the army that stations itself in the city?
I could not say exactly how many, but there are hundreds of hundreds,
Chief Red Squirrel said.
They train new warriors and add to their numbers every day.
So what you're saying is that we're way, way outnumbered. I glanced over at Emma. A single Thunderbird can't take on an entire army all by herself.
We are not as outnumbered as we seem,
said the woman who'd stabbed Yodel in the back.
They did not kill all of our warriors, and they have taken more men of the Three Fires from other villages and settlements. Many of our men serve in the army of the sacrificers, but their loyalty is still to us.
It will not take long to get word to them that the spirits have returned,
said another one of the women who had a huge bow strapped across her back.
Striped Falcon is our fastest runner.
And my brother White Crane lives in the barracks in the city,
said a short, skinny woman who wore a buckskin jacket.
I know what time he goes on patrol. If I can get word to him, he will be able to spread the news to the other men of the Three Fires tribe.
The people of the Three Fires are not the only people who are ready to fight against the sacrificers,
said the woman who'd let the Aztec warrior lean on her shoulder.
They have captured territory from the Comanche, the Chickasaw, and the Cherokee, and the Apaches still struggle against them last time we heard.
We even have allies in our enemies, the Algonquin tribes,
Chief Red Squirrel said.
Spirits, you must understand that we are not the only village fighting this fight. The sacrificers refuse to make peace with any other tribes if it is offered, and so they have no allies, only enemies that they have temporarily subdued.
The sacrificers outnumber our village, but not all of the people that they have tried to conquer,
said Striped Falcon.
White Crane has made friends with many men of the other tribes. If we all rise up at the same time, we will be able to overwhelm the sacrificers with our sheer numbers. Many of us will die, but Jubiabus will welcome us at the end of the 4-day road of the dead.
We only need to discuss strategy with you spirits,
Chief Red Squirrel said.
If we plan to attack with all of our allies, we will need to do it all at once. We will need to figure out how much time it will take for word to spread and set a date that takes that into account.
Grandfather Day says that the spirits speak to us in dreams and visions far more often than they come down to earth and walk among us,
Black Turtle said.
Spirits, maybe you can send all of our allies a dream and tell them to fight?
Okay, Grandfather Day actually made it sound like you guys were all super outnumbered and didn't stand a chance, I said. I guess he didn't know about the underground network of rebels, though, huh?
He told you what?
Chief Red Squirrel frowned.
It is strange that a shaman would not know what is going on in his own village,
Fila mused.
The spirits told our shaman, Sky Speaker, about every sign, squabble, or bad dream, even if you did not know that you were troubled. She would sit down with you and tell you what was going through your thoughts, even if you yourself did not know. How does Grandfather Day not know of your allies?
It doesn't sound like he does,
Emma said.
He even told us that we ought to tell your people to simply sit back and let those sacrificers walk all over you all, instead of rising up and trying to take back your land.
He what?
Chief Red Squirrel shook her head.
The shaman telling the spirits what to do? I'm sorry for his impudence, spirits. I do not know why he would dare to do such a thing.
We have faith in your power, spirits,
said the woman who'd stabbed Yodel.
With our numbers and the help of the spirits of the land, we cannot lose. The sacrificers are far from their home, and even if they brought their Sun Eagle with them, the other spirits are not with them. We know that our spirits live among us, and we will fight along all of you with all of the blood in our veins and the breaths in our lungs.
About that. I looked around at the gathered women and the two boys. I didn't see any suspicion or hostility in their eyes, only hope and excitement. I knew I would feel terrible breaking their bubble and letting them down, but I knew that it would be even worse to string them along until we left. I also reasoned that if the people of the Three Fires were angry enough to attack us when we told them the truth, we'd have a better chance against 15 women and two boys than against an entire village full of angry women and boys. I had enough bullets for nearly all of them, if it came to that.
They're not here to fight for us, Auntie.
Little Bear hung his head and scuffed at the dirt with his bare foot.
They told us earlier.
Let the spirits speak for themselves, Little Bear.
Another one of the women cautioned the boy. No, he's right, I confessed. I glanced around at my ladies, gave them a nod to show that I knew what I was doing, turned back to Chief Red Squirrel, and took a deep breath. This is going to be hard to tell you, but I promise you that none of us have meant you any harm at any time.
What?
Chief Red Squirrel took a step back, and her women raised their weapons.
Tell us what you have to say.
Dave.
Emma grabbed my arm.
Think carefully about what you're going to say to these people, please. We have taken on certain responsibilities here that we cannot simply ignore.
I'm just going to tell them the truth, Em, I said. But I let my free hand slide down to my Glock. We can agree that whatever else we've said or done, these people deserve the truth, right? This is way too important to lie about right now.
Spirits, will you help us?
Striped Falcon gripped her spear.
We must know if we are to succeed.
I glanced at Fila and Acrasis to see what they thought about spilling the beans. I couldn't make out any expression on Acrasis's face, but Fila had curled her fingers around the shaft of the garden weasel and was lashing her tail behind her. And I figured that meant she was ready to fight if we needed to. I was really hoping that we wouldn't actually have to fight, though. I realized that Little Bear and Black Turtle still hadn't drawn their bows, so I turned to the boys. You remember when you guys came and found us? I asked. You guys thought that Emma was the Thunderbird and Fila was the underwater panther.
We did not force you to lie!
Black Turtle reached behind his back and grabbed an arrow from his quiver. No,
I'm not blaming you.
I stepped to the side as Black Turtle knocked his arrow in his bow.
It's just that we didn't think you'd be able to understand what we really were.
Letting you think that we were spirits seemed a lot easier than trying to explain a lot of things that we honestly didn't think you would understand.
We are not stupid.
Chief Red Squirrel slid her knife back into its sheath, but she kept her hand on the handle of the blade.
And we need to know the truth before we begin to fight.
We are people like you,
Fila said, and she nodded at me as she sauntered forward.
We come from other lands where the people look different. The ground you stand on is our ship, and when we leave in 2 days, it will disappear from your world.
We didn't come here on purpose, I said. We're sorry if we misled you. We didn't expect to be in the middle of your struggle for life and death.
But that does not mean the Great Spirit did not send you,
a stout woman with an axe said.
It must be the work of spirits that a woman who is like a thunderbird and a woman who is like an underwater panther came here and now to find our tribe.
Yes, it has to be the work of the Great Spirit.
Chief Red Squirrel's dark eyes shone with hope.
Please, will you still help our people? You know our plight.
We only have 2 days until our ship will leave, and we don't have any way of staying for longer than that,
Emma said, and she held up her hands.
And I can only shoot as many lightning bolts as I have fingers. It wasn't so hard to dispatch what I think was only a few dozen warriors, but hundreds upon hundreds, I don't think I can do.
Do not think that we do not want to help you,
Acrasis said.
But we need to inform you of our capabilities so that you can build a strategy that will take our limitations into account. We cannot guarantee an outcome that will be favorable to your people if you rely on our assistance.
Then you won't help us slaughter the sacrificers?
Little Bear's bow dropped from his hand. He sat down in the dirt and put his head into his hands. Not unless you can rally every single one of your troops in like a day, I said. We'd get all your people killed, and then we'd get ourselves killed. It would be a pathetic last stand, believe me.
Striped Falcon?
Chief Red Squirrel glanced at the short, skinny woman.
How fast can your brother get the word to all of our men in the city?
It is a big city, and there are many men,
Striped Falcon said.
But there are also many eyes and ears among the armies of the sacrificers. Rumors can spread in a day. But if the men are careful to keep it from the ears of the sacrificers and their officers, it could take a week to spread the information.
We do not have that much time.
Chief Red Squirrel shook her head.
We must think of something else.
I know Grandfather Day might not have been telling us the truth about everything, I said. But he did say that a lot of you were looking for a sign, and that our coming here renewed the faith of a lot of your people and got them ready to fight again. Is that right?
You inspired everyone in the village,
the woman who'd knifed Yodel said.
Even the old women are ready to fight now.
And you believe you can take on the whole empire of the sacrificers if you all work together, right? I went on. If you really have the numbers that you say, all you need to do is pick the time and spread the word. You won't need the help of the spirits, other than giving you that sign that it's time.
We're ready!
Black Turtle piped up. He shook Little Bear's shoulder.
Oh, we've all been ready for years, haven't we, Little Bear?
If we do not have the help of the spirits, we would need to train the villagers in secret,
said the stout woman with the axe.
We would need to coordinate our plans of attack with the other tribes. It would take time, and it would be dangerous, but we could do it.
Then we're going to stick with Grandfather Day's plan, except for with a twist, I said. I thought for a second about the wigwams and the carefully laid out gardens that I'd seen in the village. I was pretty sure we could do a lot worse than learning survival secrets from the indigenous inhabitants of the land who'd been here for tens of thousands of years. We're going to spend a little while in the village and ask your people a few questions, have them show us a few things. We'll tell them that we're testing them to see whether we think they're strong enough to fight the sacrificers, and then tell them to meet us here at sunrise. Then, we'll tell them that now is the time to rise up and fight against their Aztec invaders. Right after that, we'll be called back to the world of the spirits in a glorious blaze of light, and hopefully everyone will leave inspired and ready to revolt.
The change in the plan being that we will tell everyone to rise up and fight against their oppressors, rather than simply sit tight as you're slowly sacrificed out of existence,
Emma said.
It is a good plan,
Chief Red Squirrel nodded.
If you tell our people that we can win against the sacrificers if we band together, then they will listen to you and be inspired by your words.
What tests will you put them to?
The woman who'd stabbed Yodel asked.
Whatever you choose, we will need to make sure that our people pass the tests.
I thought we'd have them show us how to build a wigwam, Have them tell us about their gardens, that kind of thing, I said.
What does building a wigwam have to do with winning a war?
Little Bear sat up. It will show us how in tune you are with the land, I lied.
Yes, survival is an important part of warfare,
Emma said.
Why do you not ask us to show you how well we can fight?
Asked the woman who'd stabbed Yodel. Honestly, we want to learn how you survive, I said. I'm from a really advanced culture, but I've never had to grow my own food or build my own shelter before. We have people who specialize in doing all of that for us.
We would also like to learn how you fight,
Fila said.
I have never seen one of those curved string sticks before, and I would like to know how to make use of them.
If you will inspire my people to fight against our oppressors, I will make sure that we teach you everything we know about survival,
Chief Red Squirrel said. She glanced over her shoulder.
Will you come back to our village now?
Right now? I glanced down at my bare feet in designer black silk boxers. Give us a few minutes to get ready. I straightened my back and tried to practice a confident stride as I went back into the house to get my jeans and find a notebook and pencil. I was ready to learn, but our deal with the chief depended on making sure everyone thought we were spirits.